maybe just a quick minor haros from leftover from the last year, and then we'll start the new topic. So we talked about the Shitas HaToisvis in terms of the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, that Kli Sheni is Dof Nosov Miskaros, Kli Rishon is Dof Nosov Mischamimos. So an interesting shaila is, which one is the Iker? Now, the Tosfos really mentions both factors. Is the Iker that Kli Sheni is Dof Nosov Miskaros? As long as you don't have Dof Nosov Miskariros, it would be capable of Bishol. Or is the Iker that Kli Rishon is Dof Nosov Mischamimos? And if you don't have Dof Nosov Mischamimos, it's incapable of Bishol. Now, what would a Nafkamina be? A Nafkamina would be when you don't have Dof Nosov Miskariros and you don't have Dof Nosov Mischamimos. One modern application of that might be the Styrofoam cup. That's where Rav Belsky held that it shouldn't be treated as a Kli Sheni, because since to be a Kli Sheni, you need Dof Nosov Miskaros. Certainly, Styrofoam cup isn't Dof Nosov Mischamimos, right? But it's also not Dof Nosov Miskaros. So therefore, the kulas of Kli Sheni won't apply. A more ancient possible nafkamina of that chakira is the case of the ladle. As you guys know from last year, Simon Sadi Beis in Yerodea, Taz Sifkat and Lamed, this is a machlokas. The Maharil clears about the Shaila, is Kli Sheni, is the ladle like a Kli Sheni, or is like a Kli Rishon? Nafkamina for Hagala, say, not for the ladle. Obviously, ladle would need Hagala and a Kli Rishon, but the nafkamina is if you pour it from the ladle into a bowl, would that be treated like Iroi Kli Rishon or Iroi Kli Sheni? So the like. So obviously, it's also a nafkamina le'inyan Bishul Shabbos. Now, what's the pshat in this machlokas? So I'm going to more or less say the chakira the way the Chavos Das is. It's not so pashut that this is the only way to learn it, Adrabba. Last year, when we were really learning these sugyas, we saw maybe another way to understand this, but I want to move on, so I'll just say it the easier way to say it, the easy way to declare the chakira. The nafkamina, the shaila is the shaila. Namely, in the case of the ladle, you don't really have Dof Nosov Miskaros, because you put the ladle into the Kli Rishon, but you don't necessarily have Dof Nosov Mischamimos, especially if the ladle was put into the Kli Rishon when the Kli Rishon was already Al-Gav, Shalagav Ha'esh. So you don't have Mischamimos Al-Yedei Ha'esh. So you have something in between. So if you hold that you need Dof Nosov Miskaros, so then the ladle will be treated like a Kli Rishon. If you hold that you need Dof Nosov Mischamimos to be a Kli Rishon, the ladle doesn't have that. And that might be the way to understand this machlokas. Another possible nafkamina in the shaila would be the famous discussion about Davar Gush. How so? Because a Davar Gush doesn't have Dof Nosov Miskariros, at least not to the same degree, but it also doesn't have Dof Nosov Mischamimos. Why? It doesn't have Dof Nosov Miskariros, because a Davar Gush only interacts with the container that's holding it on one dimension, right? It's on the bottom. When you go ahead, you put a baked potato into a bowl. So it's true, on the bottom it has Dof Nosov Miskariros, but on the sides, there's no Dof Nosov Miskariros. So, says the Marshal, maybe we can't say that the Davar Gush is going to be treated as a Kli Sheni. Now, does it have Dof Nosov Mischamimos? Certainly it does not, right? The air surrounding it is not warming it up, but it doesn't have Dof Nosov Miskariros. So Davar Gush could also be seen as a nafkamina. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Shach in Yerodeh, as we discussed last time, here's Mesupik, what's the Pshat in the Chumrah of the Marshal? Is the Pshat in the Chumrah of the Marshal, you could say two ways. One is, like we were just saying, that because you don't have Dof Nosov Miskariros, it should be treated like a Kli Rishon. The alternative is to understand it as saying that since solids don't transfer heat, so the interaction with the walls doesn't have the same effect. What do I mean to say? Why is it that Dof Nosov Miskariros, in the case of the chicken soup, gives the whole chicken soup the status of a Kli Sheni? Because the walls cool down the chicken soup at the edge, right, where they touch. But chicken soup conducts heat. It's not like the outside of the chicken soup is going to be, 95 degrees and the inside is going to be 120 degrees. No, it'll spread out equally. So the dofnosav are mekarer, the whole thing. And therefore, it turns into a klisheni. When you go ahead and you put your potato on the plate, right? So let's even say it's not a potato. Let's say it's something that touches all the walls, like the Shach's example is rice, right? You fill up a bowl of rice. So you have full negia with all the walls, just like it was chicken soup, right? But does rice conduct heat? Certainly not. So the Shach is mesupik about this. Maybe the Marshal would be machmir by rice as well. Why? Because yes, there's dofnosav miskareros on the edges, but the middle of this rice is not impacted by the outside. So therefore, the middle of the rice, at the very least, will be treated like a kli rishon, not like a kli sheni. And obviously, for Shabbos, there's a lot of nafkaminas, right? Every time, put the salt on the rice. We're machmir for salt in a kli rishon. Let's say it's not.
Mine salt.
Or anyway, whatever it is. So something that wasn't cooked. Could you put, garlic powder in your rice, right? Could you pour garlic powder in the rice? So, again, the truth is we might be machmir anyway for klisheni, either because of Kali Abishal or because of Mechzi, but are we worried about a mikra din shayla? Right? A real chashash bishul. Because, well, as we've seen, there's where we treat those shaylos very differently. So if you hold, like, the second sad in a marshal, that he would be machmir, so then that would be aser and a real chashash. It happens to be that the marshal himself, it's not clear if he was machmir by bishul b'shabbos. Maybe he's only machmir by blios. And that's a further debate in the Achronim about that question. But if you assume, A, that the Marshal is right, and B, that the Marshal is relevant to Shabbos, so then this would be true. Now, when the Ramah in Yoredeya, again, we're just doing this quickly because really it's Yoredeya Shir. The Ramah in Yoredeya disagrees with the Marshal, says, there's two kashas. One is a kasha from the Rashba. We won't worry about that now. That's a Yardei Dika Shaila. But the second Shaila is just a very Pasha Shaila, Chod Shmachish. Like, it's totally wrong. What's the Marshal talking about? So that's a good question, right? We see that soup actually stays hotter in the klisheni than the piece of meat. But you go ahead, you take your meat. But according to the Marshal, let's say they're assuming the Marshal is Bachmer by Bishal, right? So what's everybody afraid of? You go ahead. You take your steak, and you have meat, right? Shabbos day, have some meat, some chicken. You take the chicken from the platter. So Marshal, kli rishon, right? Doesn't matter that, it was transferred from the platter to a plate to your plate, right? To really be a kli shlishi. No, it's kli rishon. And then you're very worried, everybody's very worried that the chves, that the chicken is going to touch a little bit of the coleslaw, right? Coleslaw hasn't been cooked yet. It's raw cabbage. Very worried, right? Mamish, chashash de raisa. So that's why people go ahead, and they use separate bowls. They'll make sure to put the chalent into a bowl, so the potato and the chalent will be a separate thing. One won't touch the coleslaw, right? That's those who are machmir for the marshal. That's one of the things that they do. Now, but lemaisa the Ramah's right, chosh makhesh, right? That piece of chicken. Obviously, first of all, Tnayat Saladispo, nobody's going to be Machmir. But let's say it barely ekes out Yad Saladispo, right? You're Choshish, maybe it's Yad Saladispo. Fine. Oh, I wanted to tell you, I had a tremendous raya. I thought it was a good raya, at least a decent raya. From Chulin, like the Makel views. Meaning for a lower temperature of Yad Tzal Edespo, from Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Because halacha is, really the way we paskin, that you're allowed to do Netilas Yadayim with Yatza lettuce, but water. Take a look. Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. No problem. Now, so if Yatza lettuce was 110 degrees, maybe 120 degrees, that's shy, right? Okay? Because it's only it's nechves, the baby's tummy, it's not going to burn your hands, right? But there's no way, 160 degrees, 180 degrees, nobody is doing Netilas Yadayim with 160, 180 degrees water. Okay, that's back to here. So again, that's a cool and a chumrah, depending on which direction it is. Probably in Hilchos Shabbos, it's more often going to be a chumrah than a kula. So anyway, okay, sorry about that. The chushmakchis, the Rama's right. No, how in the world are you possibly worried about the chicken soup stays a lot warmer than the chicken, right? Everybody knows that. Go ahead, you have a chicken at your plate from the platter, it's not going to be as hot as the chicken soup. That's the shaila. So, could be the answer is like this. Let's try to understand, and more or less the Aruch HaShabbos gives this answer, though the truth is, in the Marshal itself, it might not sound this way, but at least the Mahalich of the Marshal. Whether the Marshal itself would agree with it is different. He might not have even been choshish anyway for Mishal. So, but the Mahalich of the Marshal. So remember, what do we say the clair of the Shach was? Is the Pshat in the Marshal like the first vote that we said, based on Chavos Das, whether you need Dofnosav Miskariros or just not Mis, or Mischamimos? Or no, the Pshat in the Marshal is because, like we said, rice doesn't conduct heat, right? So if you take that side, then what's the pshat in the marshal? The marshal is going to agree, of course, that the outside of that chicken is going to cool down, right? What's the marshal saying? The marshal is just saying that the inside of the chicken will be very, very, very hot because it's less impacted by the environment because it doesn't conduct heat, right? When you put the potato, and that taka is true. You go ahead and you take a baked potato or like a big piece of potato. If it's small, so there isn't that much inside and outside because it's small. But when you have something big, right, and you see this mamish in Chaland, the potato, the inside of the potato could be much hotter than like the barley around it or the other things. If you have especially, again, a big piece of something solid like a potato that's dense, could be you're eating your chalent and like it's going well, and then you like take a bite of cut a potato in half and take a bite and you burn your tongue, right? Why was everything else good? Because exactly what the Marshal is saying, that the potato is this dense thing, and the outside of the potato actually, you know, if you put that on your tongue, you wouldn't burn your tongue, but the inside of the potato isn't affected by the environment and stays hot much, much longer. Right? The effect of the diphanos on the inside of the potato is quite negligible. Quite negligible. At least compared to things that are less dense or liquids or the like. That's the Iker Nekuda of the Marshal. That's why it's not chush makrish that he's wrong. He's right. He's chush makrish that he's wrong on the outside of the potato or the outside of the chicken. Right? But on the inside of the potato, he's right. Oh. Now, that could lead taka be a reason why you don't have to be so worried about chavez, the coleslaw touching the outside of, because what's the coleslaw going to touch? The outside of the chicken, the outside of the potato, right? And that won't be a problem, because that taka is cooled off by the air, or the diphanos, or the like. The ikker concern of the marshal, you know, what you're not allowed to do is, I don't know, cut the potato in half and then put the coleslaw on top of that, right in the middle. Okay, but that's not going to happen as much anyway, you know, toch kedei achila. So, at least, if this Mahalach is right, first of all, I think it makes the Metzias work much better. It's not so Medoyek in the Lashon and Marshal, but the Metzias works much better. And it's a reason why, again, people who want to be makbid to have, you know, put their chalent in a separate bowl to not worry about the kolsa, they can. But for everybody else who has the chalent and the chicken and the coleslaw and the vegetable salad, you know, all the cooked things and the raw things together on the same plate. And so first of all, probably make it right in anyway, we follow the Ramah. I think once Rabbi Willick said about this, Machlokas Suvnei Yisrael Yotzim Biad Rama, almost Parshas HaShavua. But besides that, could even be that if this understanding of the Marshal is correct, then you don't have to worry so much. First of all, you're not machavein. Nobody wants cooked coleslaw anyway. The reason why you're having coleslaw is because you want it raw. But even besides that, the interaction is going to be not so much with the inside of the potato or the inside of the chicken, but the outside of the potato, which is already quite cooled. And the chumer, the marshal, is especially with respect to the inside of the potato, the inside of the chicken, and the like. Yes?
I didn't hear directly from the prestigious Rosh Yeshiva, but I heard Bashim, a prestigious Rosh Yeshiva in our yeshiva, that he understands the Tosos as an idea of Mexican Mavasha.
We said that last time.
Yeah, so yeah. According to that, so Dvar Glush...
We didn't understand that. It's not the Mashmaos of Taisvis. Shine.
So, does everybody understand the other chat?
What?
That it's actual Mishal? That it's not actually Mavasha Maklishini?
Yeah, the Parshim Shana Marshal is the Matzias.
Rabbi understands that approach.
I say.
So, I saw this experiment. Let's say, for example, a person takes water in a plastic bag and they put it into a klisheni, which is 100, 200 degrees.
You can't get a klisheni at 200 degrees.
Okay, the maximum klisheni. And you put one drop of water into the plastic bag. Do you think it'll cook? The Dirshu says that the experiment didn't cook. Can we do it?
Well, they did an experiment, meaning it went above Yatza lettuce, though.
Right.
So, it's a good question. It's a fair ha'ara. I didn't see the Dirshu notes, but we already know that Rishonim make that point by the Ambati Sagya, the distinction between a little bit, you know, and a lot.
So the answer is, especially
if you look at the Lashon of Taisvis, right, which is.
I think there are two very chashiv Rosh Yeshiva here who hold that way, not just one, for the record.
Okay, so
you know,
say.
Rosh Yeshiva,
Danny.
You shouldn't be so dismissive.
I'm saying they both have to have offices around here.
Okay, you're saying good. Tochacha is accepted.
No, Chassid Shalom.
I think it's a very difficult read in Tosfos in terms of the Lashon of Tosfos. As the Pnei Yeshua himself notes, Tos doesn't sound like.
I'm saying the other chat is.
But okay, so let's assume that chat is.
The other chat can't be. It's not true. It's simply.
It's cool. Only a kasha from water.
Okay, good. So it is one kasha that destroys the whole
thing. No, because it could be.
The Gemara says water is not kali bishop of all things in the whole world. That's the one thing which is not kali bishop.
No, but that's a shaila. In other words, it's only a shaila if you think that water. I don't want to. Let's say you're right. Okay. I backtrack. So we're going to say, I think there's an answer to the question, but I really want to do something else today. And maybe what we do today will answer that question. You'll see. Let's assume that the correct pshat in Taisvis is Derech Bishol B'Kach. So then...
This is which Tosis.
I'm not saying that it makes sense either. Then the connection to your day makes no sense. I think the problematic signia. But,
okay, that's what you have to learn like the Yishalmi. It's not very interesting, right? But the Yishalmi has it all covered. Tosus is difficult. Both options in Taisvis are difficult. Both options in Taisvis are difficult. And it sort of relates to the bigger problem, I think, of Bishul B'Mayim, which is if you're going to just say, okay, Bishul's Chimam is Bishul, so then this becomes an issue. The whole concept of klisheni not being mevashel by mayim is very, very shver. Because lamaisa klisheni, like you're saying, is the koch to be mechamim. So if you say it's a fundamental difference, fine, like the Yushalmi. But once you're going to try to say a metziastic a difference, or then we have rayas in metzias that it's wrong, the derech bishul bekach makes it a little better. you don't necessarily have a kasha in Yoredei, certainly not from the Gemara and many Rishonim.
Yeah, because
many Rishonim, in the world of Yoredei, Klisheni is relevant for Bas B'chalov, because that is the same definition of Bishol, and in terms of Blios, so many Rishonim all say that, of course, there's Blios B'Klisheni. It's only a kasha for the Rishonim who say that just like there's no Bishol B'Klisheni, so too there's no Blios B'Klisheni. And that's the kasha because, well, Blios L'Chayra shouldn't be Tully and Derech Bishol B'Kachana. Right? So it could be that the answer is that if you were going to take this approach, you'd say, yeah, this, if you're going to give this Mahalich and Tosfos, you're also going to say that you can't extrapolate from Blios to Bishol. Does that work? Is that a problem in any Shita, by the way?
Tosfos, that's a problem.
It's only if you put the two Tosfos in together. No.
Tosfos or Rishas. Tosfos, and that, didn't Tosfos and Mdeez, or you're going to say Tosfos and Daf and Mdeez argue with each other.
We already pointed out that's not so pashut.
No, but every Tosfos in Shas assumes not like that. There are three Tosfos in the East in Shas.
That klisheni.
That klisheni, the dinim of your day and Bishol, Bisham, which are the same. Like, I don't think that's
good
option.
Tosfos goes back and forth on that. It's not really precise. Tosfos is masofic about that, and so certainly in some places, whether Blios and Bishol are the same, and a number of places, like even in the first paragraph of Chulin, by Beis Hashchita Zogia and the like. So the answer might.
I don't know whether Blios, but
no. So that's the answer. The answer is that there are no, we don't, just because we say cliche name of Vashal doesn't automatically tell me there's no Blios. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe there are Blios, but cliche even if it's not Mevashal. We could extrapolate in one direction, which is that anytime there's Bishol, there's a problem of Blios. It doesn't, and that's not an objectionable extrapolation. The objectionable extrapolation is only in the other way, which is that.
But doesn't Tosis, right, but isn't that, well, doesn't Tosis.
Tosos clears about that shaila. Tosos, the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam is that.
Is about going from Yeredeia to Shabbos.
That's the shaila. Tosos is at time.
They're assuming that you can. The question is how to learn that.
I think any way you might want to be machalik and Tosos it. But your kasha. I was too dismissive before. It's a fair point. Anyway, going back to our topic. So, if you hold like this pshat in the Marshal, then there's going to be less concern about the types of accidental mixings that might happen on your plate, because the mixings will be with the outside portion of the food and not the inside. Good. Small point related to this before we talk about what I want to talk about today. Really, let's talk about it from the perspective of Sif Yud Beis. So here's a shiloh. Let's say we talked about the various problems with using a tea bag on Shabbos and why that's very objectionable. So you follow what the many of the poskim say. You make your essence before Shabbos. So you put the tea essence into your cup, and then you pour from the urn onto the tea essence, right? Is that a problem? So, l'chayra, this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis, right? What does it say on Daf Mem Beis? The Gemara over there says that you're allowed to put mayim chamin from a kli rishon into cold water. Why is that? says Rashi, Tasa Gavar. Talk about Yerideya and visual connections. Says Rashi, there's a principle in Yerideya called Tasa Gavar, which says that it's actually Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, but we paskin Tasa Gavar. So that means when you're pouring something, let's say hot, onto something cold, the bottom one, the tasaz gover, on the upper one, and therefore it's okay. So to over here, when you pour the hot water into the cold water, what's gover? The bottom thing. The bottom thing is cold. So no problem, no bishul, right? So let's give our example. You're pouring it from the urn into your tea essence, no problem, tasa gover. That's what Rashi says. Now, Tosus over there doesn't like Rashi. Among other things, he asks that, well, it's really a machlokas, a morayim, like we said, about whether you lagav or a tasagav. We don't want to make this stam Mishnah like the opinion, only understandable according to the opinion of tasagav. So, therefore, Tosvos learns that we're talking about just a little bit. You could put a little bit of hot water to a lot of cold water. Why? That's never going to cook. But taka, a lot of hot water to a little bit of cold water could be a problem. So, according to Tosos, you definitely cannot make your tea this way, right? Because there's a lot of water compared to a little bit of tea essence, and that's mamish bishul. Okay, and bishlach a bishul, but we're choshesh bilach. Your tea essence is lach. So, so this is a big problem, according to Tosfos. Now, what's interesting is that the Rashba over there disagrees with Tosfos. And he says, Tosfos is a pshat and Gemara is very shver, because the Gemara didn't say dafko, a lot into a little, right? The Gemara, when telling us this heter, was not mechalik b'shurim. The Rashba says, I'll just read you a little bit, uvetosus pirshu, shederach ha-me'arish, nosein ha-muat, l'toch ha-meruba. That's why, that's a zukimta. V'hel kachamin mu'atin, l'toch tzonim rubin, ein ba'n koch l'vashel. It's against the simple reading of the Gemara. So therefore, what does he say? What does the Rashba say? Even a lot of water, a lot of hot water into a little bit of cold water is going to be okay, like Rashi said. But not so much because of Rashi said, because of Tasa Gavar, and he wants to answer Tysus's Kasha. The pshat is because the whole discussion about ilagavar and tasagavar is talking about when there's a solid, a liquid, either two solids, like solid onto a solid, or a liquid onto a solid. But here it's two liquids. V'achachi perusha. No sin adam chamin kol shehu l'sochatzonein l'fisha hein miskarin biruyan u'misarvin mamish b'sochatzonein b'in koach l'vashel v'afilu b'vayin mikli rishon. Dafil tinsel omar ba'alma d'iru kikli rishon, right? Hani mili, kigot shema'aria al-gabi tavlin. When is it that we're machmir by iruai? When you're pouring, like we said, something, a liquid, into something solid, like tavlin. Ukyotzi bohen, she'en hacham and misarvin. Nothing gets, they don't get mixed up together. There's like a constant stream of hot water onto this solid that's just staying in place. So we say that when you're pouring from the klirishon onto the whatever, the salad, the tavlin, so it's going to cook. It's going to cook them because there's more hot water and more hot water and more hot water pouring onto that same spot. That's not what happens when you do mayim b'mayim. It's not like the same cold water gets hit again and again and again by the hot water that's pouring on top of it. Rather, what happens is the whole thing gets mixed up. Everything is always getting mixed up. Vein ban koch levashal adiraba kol shein noflin hein mitzdaninim v'chol shekein hacha b'koshu klisheni shein levashal. Fine. So how do we paskin? So we paskin like Tosfos. But if you look at the base mayor, and it's quoted by the Bir Halacha over here in the Sif Yud base, it's the Masa Vahu, he writes that since the Rashba and the Ran are makil, then b'diavad it's going to be mutter. So somebody goes ahead and he makes you a cup of tea. The truth is, in a cup, case of the cup of tea, if they did it this way anyway, you also have the Rishonim that are Mekel for Bishal HaBishal. But even if you didn't have that for some reason, so you could be Mekel B'diavad, because remember, the Rashba, I mean, Rashi also, but the Rashba, the Ran, and others all say that this principle of Iroi basically being Mevashel, which we are Choshesh for, is only true when it comes to a liquid onto a solid and not a liquid into a liquid. Okay, fine. So now for today's primary discussion. So a couple of years ago, we had some Shabbos guests. So we had like instant coffee. So these were like Feinschmeckers. So they weren't going to drink instant coffee. So you know they knew we didn't have like a coffee maker for a timer or anything. Exactly. So so they brought this box of Cafe Via from Starbucks. So what is Cafe Via? These are quite popular. If you have a lot of extra money, you like using it on coffees, you know, just generally buy stuff in Starbucks, and this is no exception. So it basically looks like instant coffee, but it's not all instant coffee. It's rove. I don't know the exact percentage. I wasn't able to figure it out, but we'll make up numbers. 90% regular instant coffee and 10% micro-ground coffee. What's micro-ground coffee? It means it wasn't... Remember, the reason why instant coffee is typically okay is because it's already been cooked in Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, and it's in a solid state, right? They brewed the coffee, they freezer-dried it into a solid, so it's fine. Ein Bishel Achar Bishel davar yavesh. Okay? We hold like the Magen Avraham, so it's certainly okay. And certainly, but when... okay, you know, maybe to be machmer to put into a klisheni, we said, because of the Alter Rebbe, but really ain't b'shachar b'shal for the actual coffee. But these, right, so someone who wants to, you know, puts in their coffee first and then pours in for the urn, really what they're doing is fine. But not for these vias. Why? Because 10% of it has never been cooked, right? They want to get the taste of real brewed coffee, so they never cooked it. Now, well, how does it work with hot water? It's micro-ground. It's ground very, very, very small. And it's been roasted. But it's basically, they took a coffee bean, right, a roasted coffee bean, they grind it up very, 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 very small, and then it gets mixed in. Now, if they did all micro-ground coffee, it would, like, be that sludge stuff that, you know, the Turkish coffee, nobody likes that. But 10% micro-ground coffee gives it the taste, a little bit of fresh brewed coffee, without having too much sludge. That's the chop of Cafe Via. Okay? It's a very popular product. So what's the problem? Ah, now we have a big problem with Bishel. Because this has not, the 10% of it has not been cooked yet. Right? And Yesh Bishel Achar Tzli. We paskin like the Urayim. Kind of like the Urayim. Could even be that everybody with the Rav Yah would agree over here because it's inedible. But let's even just leave that. In other words, in the state of a coffee bean, even though it's been roasted, it's not like the machlokas between Yireim and Rav Yah, it's like a piece of challah. It's totally good that you now cook again. So the Rav Yah says, nah, we still say the regular thing of the Bishel Achar Bishel. The Yireim is machmir. Over here, it could even be worse. Could be. It's not clear, but it could be worse, because it's not, put it this way, it's not nechal chai, right? Rav Avadia, in one of his chuvos for coffee, to justify the Mekilim, says something like, oh, I remember in Mitzrayim in the good old days, we used to like eat coffee beans, like roasted coffee beans. So, okay, I don't know how many people still eat roasted coffee beans. Maybe in chocolate, I don't know. When they say those chocolate-covered beans, coffee beans, I don't know if they're roasted or not. But I think most people will not like actually eat a coffee bean, even though it's roasted already. So it could even be, this is even more chamor than the Yireim Avya Shaila, because even if the coffee bean is roasted, without cooking it again, it's not edible, right? The machlokas is only when it's edible in its state of being roasted. Okay, so we have a serious bishul shaila on her hands. And it's serious, especially because nobody knows about this. Everybody, like, you know, knows that instant coffee's okay. And so they do this. They just make the coffee like they normally would. Let's say they put the coffee into the cup and they pour on it from the urn, which is the way many, many people make instant coffee on Shabbos. They're not kosher for the Eli Rabbah. So, the Eli Rabbah says it's like a lach because it turns into a liquid. So Lamaisa, this is the way they do it. As I said, this is the way they make coffee, and this is Mamish L'chora Deraisa Shaila. And this is Deraisa potentially. We pass in the erase Mavashal Kadei Klipa. So here you have a Bishal Deraisa Shaila. So, and again, nobody has any clue, because nobody really knows what, like they don't read what this Via stuff is. They just know it must be good because it charges three times as much. So good. So the question is there any tzad to be makel? So the first thing that comes to mind is the Shibulei Haleket quoted in our Sif Tes. Wow. What does Shibulei Haleket say? Shibulei Haleket is talking about the following Shaila. Somebody has a chves, they have chalent, and they put some salt in the chalent before Shabbos, and they decide, oh, you know what, there's not enough salt in this chalent. So they add some more salt to the chalent, uncooked salt. So he says, you're allowed to eat it. Exactly. I know that Avodah Zarchev is going to be very excited about this. This is a good vote. It's a problem because now I cooked half the salt, and it should be Maaseh Shabbos. No, it's bittul. One second. There's no such thing as bittul for Maaseh Shabbos. Why? What's Maaseh Shabbos? Davishis Latirin. Davishis Latirin isn't bittul. See, this is great chap. He says, I'll tell you why. Because the bittul took place before the bishul. In other words, when I mix the salt into the chalent, first it's bittul into the chalent, and then it's nispashel in the chalent. So the klal, davishish matir and lo bittul means, like we know, first it's aser, and then it can't be bittul. It's going to be mutter later, right? This is actually more similar a little bit to the mashkin shezavu sugi that we saw before, that if the bittul takes place before the chalos iser, then there's no problem of davar sheish lamatir and less lay bittul. So over here, gishmak, what happens first? Bittul. What happens second? Bishul. So there's no problem of davar sheish lamatir and bittul. And he says, all right, but it's avida l'taima. So he says, no, don't worry. Why? Because you put it, it's not like this is the first salt you put in. You put in some salt before Shabbos, you put in some salt now. Fine. Okay, I'm Taz in terms of some interesting technical issues. But if we want, we can talk about it. But that's not for now relevant for us. So now, and this din is quoted by the Ramban Sif Tes. So maybe we'll say the same thing over here. In other words, the coffee that wasn't cooked, the micro-ground coffee, is batel into the instant coffee before bishul, right? When? Before bishul, before you even put in the water. Right? If you look at this powder, this Cafe Via stuff, so you look at it very carefully, you are not going to be able to tell the difference between the micro-ground and the instant. So it's batel. It's batel. And it takes place before the bishul, the bittul. So great, no problem. Now, one second. A lot of objections. Number one is, do we have the right shear here? In other words, as far as I could tell, there's not shishim connected to the microground. It's rov. But maybe the shear should be shishim, in which case this won't help. And I'll bring you a raya that the shear should be shishim, because the Shibulei Haleket brought up the problem of its being avida l'taima, which shows that it's tali and tam, right? There's a tam concern. On the other hand, it's not so obvious there should be an issue of shishim, because this is a shail of bishul. It's not a shail of, why is the shear in Yaredeya shishim? Because tam kicker, because there's a concern of tam. When it's not a concern of tam, maybe there shouldn't be an issue. So that's a general question. In other words, when we talk about bittul by Maisa Shabbos, is the shear shishim or is the shear rov? So there's actually tshuvas Rav Shlomo Zalman about this. Mincha Shlomo Chelak Aleph Siman Hey, and he points out that there's a machlokas achronim. If Maisa Shabbos spatal the rov, you need shishim. The Ksav Sofer says it's spatal the rov. So according to Ksav Sofer, over here it should be okay. But the Shibuli Aleket said Avida L'Taima. It's not necessarily a problem. It relates to Sukkot in the first paragraph of Chulin. I don't want to get into it now. But Avida L'Taima could be relevant even when there's no, when you're not Tully and Tom. That's what's before in the Gemara over there, at least according to some Rishonim. Now, that's why Rishon Zalman is a fascinating application of this. He says, let's say a person, they didn't know this was Usser. Somebody once asked me this, Shaila. They're like somebody who didn't know very much. It could come up in like hotels or other things. They added cold water to the urn on Shabbos. Like the urn was running low. So what did they do? So they added some cold water, right? So now that's, let's assume for a moment there's rov. They didn't. It's not rov cold water. Like at the hotels, they're always doing this. They don't want to add rov cold water because then, like, somebody's going to take a cup of coffee. It's going to be cold. So they add, you know, a quarter cold water, and that way it's still pretty hot. But the urns are always going to be pretty full. Nobody's going to run out, right? So that was the shaila that Shlomo Zalman was asked. So if Maisa Shabbos shaila, right? You're cooking that cold water. He says maybe it could be makel based off of the Shibuli Aleket, because it was. Now this is not at all pashut, or the same thing he says for soup, because the mixed in before it reached Yatzal Edispo. There's same logic. It was batel before Yatzal Edispo. So when does the bittel take place? Immediately, right? It's like we just saw in that Rashba. When it comes to liquids and liquids, they immediately get mixed in before it comes to bishul, before it gets to Yatzal Edispo. I wouldn't have thought that Metzius is necessarily so pashut, but let's say it is for a moment. So he's saying, So Mimela, at least with the Aved, you should be able to drink this water from the urn. From the urn. That's what he says. And he says, if you hold like the Ksav Sofer, and in the end he backtracks a little bit. Maybe we'll get back to why he backtracks. But if you hold like the Ksav Sofer, then the water in the urn is going to be okay, and maybe it could be Matir, the Cafe Via. Now the obvious problem of applying this whole idea over to our Via Shaila is that the Ramah says it's only Mutter B'diavet, right? You look at the B'lo Shibuli Aleket in the Beis Yosef, it sounds like it's only B'diavet. So that's why I didn't think this is going to help us very much until I looked at the Shibuli Aleket inside. There's a lot of Ashkacha that I looked at it inside because I wasn't thinking much about the Shibuli Aleket, and somebody put a Shibuli Aleket on the sink outside of Gluck. You know, the Hefker pile number two. So, and like,
this was the yeshiva Shibuli Aleket, or like a random Shibuli Aleket?
No, it wasn't the yeshivas. It was like random. It was like, was the Shibuli Aleket missing?
No, the Gabbai's very upset. How can you have the Beast Manager Shibuli outside the Beast Manager?
No. That was a private Shibuli. It was like with like a bunch of other random sfarim, like, you know, a used Kiddushin and a Shibuli Aleket and like some wrestling sfarim. So, Vassal Verov. Anyway, so the first time I passed by, I didn't take the Shibuli Aleket. Because I'm like, what do I need a Shibuli Aleket for? I don't look up too many Shibuli Alekets, and like I could look it up in the Beis Medrash. And then I learned this sif. It's like, really be kedai to look at the Shibuli Aleket inside. And Baruch Hashem was still there by the sink. So I took it, and I looked it up. And I probably never would have looked up the Shibuli Aleket inside anyway. I would have just quoted, relied on the Beis Yosef. But, Ephes, it happened to be that since it was on the sink, and it was free, I was like, okay, now I'll take the Shibuli Aleket and I'll look it up. So now I own a Shibuli Aleket. So look up the Shibuli Aleket inside. And it's clear over there that he was asked the Shaila L'chatzchila. Shaila over there was, Mahu litein melech v'tavlin b'shabbos b'tavshil. Is it mutter? That was the Shaila. And his answer is, yeah, it's mutter. Good. Now,
how does he solve the problem?
Now, the problem is, so one second. So in other words, he's saying it's no problem of Vitol Isser L'chatchila because it's Heter. That's what he's saying. The din of Vitol is L'chatchila. Betel. It's Batel before the Bishul. Now, this is taking a tremendous stance on the nature of Vitol, right? In other words, what Donnie's asking, we're going to get back to this, it's like, I don't understand. Bishul does not turn something uncooked to cooked, right? Bishul, okay, by Isser Chneis, it could take away the Isser. I have two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of non-kosher meat, and I could eat all three. Even according to Weepaskin, you can't eat all three at the same time, but I could eat all three, fine. But can Bittel turn something raw into cooked? That's what Donnie's asking. We'll get back to that in a moment. It's a good question. It's a very important question.
Oh, Derek Bischel.
But, well, no. You don't want it to be so fancy. Or maybe what I'm going to say is even fancier. But I don't know. Anyway, that's a good question. We're going to get back to that in a moment. But let's just stop for a moment. So what does Yigula like? Yigula says it's okay. In other words, he's saying, look, it's mutter. Why? It's Bottle. It's Bottle before Bischel, right? So it seems to be saying that Bittel transforms the meat into the rove, whether it, I don't think it physically transforms it, but it gives it the halachic status of the rove, right? So, let's say in a coffee shayla, I'd be allowed to cook this, because it has the status of the rove. The rove is mutter to cook, so all of it's mutter to cook. Now, but the problem is, the Ramah is meforsh that it's only aser, only mutter b'diavet.
Also against the Beis Yosef.
Very good. So the Beis Yosef also, when he only quotes like a shtickle of the, from the Beis Yosef, when he quotes the Shibul Eleket, you really get the impression like the way the Ramah did. Because he only quotes a little part. Really, it sounds like a b'diavet d'kashayla, not a l'chatchila d'kashayla. So like this. So this is, you know, we've talked about this question many times. You know, do you go by the Makar, go by the way it's quoted by the Beis Yosef and the Ramah? So, I don't know. Maybe the Ramah didn't have the Shmuley Lekut inside, but the Beis Yosef did, obviously, I assume. And he, like, quoted it in a way that makes it sound like it's B'diavad. So maybe they're arguing about the following Shaila. This is a Shaila we had last year. Machlokas between the Shach and the Radvaz. It's a shaila. Was do we say we know there's a principle of a no bittel iser l'chatchila, right? Is there a din of ein bittel heter l'chatchila, right? For example, the shach says if you have like a little bit of milk falls into water, but it's batel, so you can put the water into your chalent because it's already batel. But it's not right to mix a little milk into the water to put that into the chalent, right? And Radvaz says it's fine. Ravah says there's no such thing as gzeira to unbittel heter l'chatchila. It's only a din of bittel iser l'chatchila. So mixing the water into the milk is heter b'heter, right? So that's okay. And it's batel, so now you can put the milk. Now you can put the water with batel milk into it, into the chalent. And that's no problem, even if you're going to do it intentionally, right? No problem at all. That's the Ravah. The Shach says no. That bittel iser l'chatchila basically means you shouldn't l'chatchila create a matziv where you're going to have to rely on bittel to be matir. And therefore, that's bechlal, the din of bittel iser l'chatchila. So, but anyway, if you learn like the Radvaz, so then you could say maybe that's the logic of the Shibul Yalekit. Now, this is mutter l'chatchila. Why? Because when you're mevatel it, let's say in this case of It's still a heter shaila. That's exactly his whole point, right? The Shmuel Elekut saying the bittel is chal before the iser is chal. So why is it not bittel iser l'chatchila? Because it's bittel heter l'chatchila, which is okay. Same thing with the Starbucks shaila. The bittel takes place when it's heter. So the Ramah, maybe the Beis Yosef also, saying no, it's aser l'chatchila to do this because it's bittel. We paskin, they paskin like the Shach. That bechlal, the din of ein mevatlan l'chatchil, applies to heter. It's not just iser. So maybe that's not so helpful for us. Because the Shmuley Aleket, you know, presumably will follow the Ramah and the Shach. But at the very least, maybe it's a tzad. And we'll see, maybe there's even more tzadim. Especially over here. Because here, maybe, in a case of the Shibulea Leket, everybody would agree, not everybody, the Ramah, the Shach is going to say it's also Lechatchila. But here, Rabbi Yishai, who did the Bittul? The guy? I don't know, Mr. Schwartz, he says, Starbucks owned by Jew. No, I think it's a publicly traded company, whatever it is. The Bittul, maybe, took place before it got to my hands, right? I just bought the thing. I didn't mix it. Right? Lechatchila would be aser to do what the Shibulei Leket says. Maybe you could do lechatchila, you know, on Shabbos to take a little bit of instant coffee and take a little bit of microgallon coffee and mix the microgallon coffee into the instant coffee and mix it up and then pour the hot water into it. That would be wrong. That would be bittul aser lechatchila. That's not what happened. It already. I just bought the stuff, right? If you remember last year, here happens to be the Radvaz's Machmir, not Shaila. But we saw as a big machlokas, Achronim, maybe Rishonim, but certainly Achronim, whether the din of Bittul Aser L'Chatchila applies to buying something that was Nispatel al Yidei Hagoy, right? So the Radvaz was opposed to that. He held that, you know, this is similar to the Shaila about the whiskey, the blended whiskeys, right? So Rav Moshe says, Mikra Din, it's okay. Because the guy did the bittul, and it's already bittul, and I'm just buying it, right? And Claire's is not done for Yisrael, 90%, whatever it is. But in the end of the day, so many poskim, so the Radvaz is Machmir. The Radvaz says, no, you can't, or Shechter, as we saw last year's Machmir about this also, to buy something that's Mutar Al Yidei Bittul. When I buy it from the guy, that's bittul aser lechatchila. The decision to buy it is the bittul aser lechatchila. But many, many poskim disagreed with that. Many poskim, like Rav Moshe, said that if the bittul was already done, then it's okay. So maybe we could say that even Ramah, who's machmir against Shmuel Aleket, because he says your bittul heter lechatchila is begeder bechlal yisr bittul aser lechatchila, but maybe it would be mode over here. Maybe.
But you're making a new tire of this.
It's already bittul before you had the water. Now, that's actually not so posh on many levels. First of all, this gets into the big machlokas rishonim in general, whether there is such a thing as bittul hatter behatter. Right? We talked about this extensively last year with the wool and the camel wool being mixed with the sheep's wool before, and the machlokas rush and tyson like. So we don't have time for that now, but that's relevant here. A, in general, the shaila, do you hold a bittul hatter behatter? Outside of the context of Tom, right, which would be relevant over here. That's one issue that makes it not Pashut. As we said, it's also not Pashut off the Shear. Could be, though, it's very interesting. On our Simon in Shinyut Ches, there's this, Shlomo Kluger has in a couple of Sfarim, actually, on Shulchan Aruch, but one of them is called the Sefer HaChayim. So on our Sif, he asked the Shaila Taka, why is it not Motel Chatchila, according to Shibulei Leket. I don't know, maybe he didn't have the Shibulei Leket inside, I'm not sure, but sounds like, right, from the Beis Yosef, and certainly the Ramah, it's also Chatchila. So he liked all the things we said so far so much that he said, so why Taka isn't it Motel Chatchila? He gives two answers, but his first answer is, because Gzeira, that you'll put too much salt in. In other words, it's true, what really Mikra Din, it is Mutar L'Chatchila, right? That's what he's saying. It's 100% Mutar L'Chatchila to mix in a little bit of salt because it's going to be batel. But if you mix in too much salt, it's not going to be batel. And therefore, they said you can't do this L'Chatchila. But you have it, it's going to be okay, assuming it's batel. But you see from him, fundamentally, and maybe again, maybe according to Shlomo Kluger, you could say here, it's Mutar L'Chatchila because the bit will take place already before Shabbos, before you got it and the like. So there's no concern you're going to put in too much microground coffee, right? I didn't even do it. It's already done. And it's done in a mitter way. It's only 10% microground. Should be okay.
What about Dani's Taina?
So let's talk about Dani's Taina. Let's talk about Dani's Taina. So this relates to a couple of questions. First of all, number one, two shilas that came up in Yoredeya last year. I was sort of saying, oh, this should be bottled in Rove. Right? So we know from, are you allowed to, let's say, Yavish B'Yavish, Rove, right? Are you allowed to eat all three at once? So we pass in like the Rashba that you can't. So isn't that exactly what's happening over here? In other words, I have in my, you know, my packet of coffee, you know, I don't know, 1,000 granules of coffee, 900 of which are cooked, 100 of which are uncooked, and I'm vadai going to be doing bishul on 100 granules of coffee, of microground coffee. So maybe if you held like the rush that it's mutter to eat all at once, then that would be fine. We don't care. We know you're eating all at once, and still vadai is there, no problem. Bittel, it's nefach, the iser to heter. So that actually is a very important question. First of all, are we talking here about lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish? I was saying it's like yavish b'yavish because it's little granules, right? But we know this is a machlokas rishonim. We talked about it last year by flour. Flour lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish, right? So we assume, the shach says, like the rishonim, that say flour is lach b'lach. Now, lach b'lach, we don't care. Everybody agrees in the sense of the rush. Everybody agrees that lach b'lach, even though you're vada eating iser, it's mutter. So that might help us over here. The Shach, though, only says that. We say it l'chumra, not l'kula. So it's not so pashut. Another shaila is, can bittul create a positive chalos? We talked about this last year, the oneg yantif and the like, right? Tzitzis l'shma. Can you have bittul? Which is sort of what's happening over here. It's not a, here it's not a positive chalos. It's almost like a positive etzias. But right, you're giving something the state of mevushal. Maybe bittul only works to take away the state of usher, but it can't give it a positive state of mevushal, like tzitzis l'shma. Maybe it's telling that shaila. If we had time, we could analyze it. But going back to Dani shaila, even though it's pashut, let's say that Rosh Shlomo Kluger was learning like me, that the din of bittul over here taka works. That's what the shibulei like it saying, real bittul. Right? That real bittul taka makes it something eino mevushal, ki'ilu it's mevushal. You have to figure out if you have a shir bittul and the like, but if you have shir bittul, it's going to be good. It's going to be mutal vashlo. It's going to be batel. The Shlomo Zalman and Atshuva that I mentioned before says that's absolutely wrong. He doesn't actually say it. He just takes it for granted, not like Rosh Shlomo Kluger. He takes for granted that there's nothing to talk about bittul here, like Dani was learning. There's no such thing as bittul giving something a chalois mevushal. Mapitom. So chalois mevushal either. It's mevushal or not mevushal. This isn't mevushal, and so bittul doesn't change anything. And he says the whole shaila of the shmulei leket is only al tzemaisa shabbos shilo. Maisa shabbos is iser. By iser chayach bittul says the shmulei leket. There's no maisa shabbos over here because it's batel, right? Not like Rosh Shlomo Kluger, but it's also not like the shmulei leket. The shmulei leket says matul chachila. Like Rosh Shlomo Kluger understood it. Oh, Rosh Shlomo Kluger says, but there's a gzeira. But fundamentally, if the Shibul Alekhet's argument is for heter l'chatchila. In other words, we here have a very fundamental machlaikas between, we could say it, Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rosh Shlomo Kluger. Again, Shibul Alekhet, I think, is pretty clear. Is it, and it's a very important, fundamental question about the nature of bittul. Can bittul give something the din of bevushal? Or whether it's a and allow for bishul. Shlomo Kluger, seemingly the Shmuel Elkin inside, says yes. Shlomo Zalman, it's not just Shlomo Zalman, I saw afterwards the Avnei Nezer, says no. Ike, Agav, found a lot of these Mamakomos, I should point out. So that's a very, very fundamental machlokas. But again, maybe an important sad lahakel is that the Shibul Aleke certainly was on the side that it is Shaykh Bishul here. But this is really the main point that I wanted to get to over here. The main point in this discussion, which is maybe we could be matir based off of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, in quoting Rabbeinu Yonah and Ar Simon and Abbas Yosef. And we really have to understand this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Maybe the Ramah even passes like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We have to understand this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Because at first glance, it is very, very perplexing, but very relevant to L'chayra. So the Abbas Yosef over here quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim that, let's say you have a situation where you have a solid and a liquid, right? Like most tavshils, right? You have chicken and potatoes and gravy and whatever it is. You have solids and liquids. And you want to know if you could heat it up. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, Kol shemuba wrote devil mitstamik viyafilo, food soning, shechzira ide agabe akira, mitstamik havele mevashal. But if it's a miut, sounds like it's mutter. Now there it says, Rabbi Yerucham, you want to know whether you could reheat a dish on Shabbos. Can you put it on your plata, right? We already heard Aaron Sally teach us last night in the WhatsApp group that it's mutter to put things on the plata because it's okay. There's no Mechzichim Vashel. There's no Gzeir Shem Yichata. Wonderful. But there can't be Bishel. So my dish. So you ask Rabbi Yerucham, it sounds like he's saying, well, it depends. If it's Rov solid, no problem. Rov liquid, problem. Now, the truth is, if you look at Rabbi Yerucham inside, he doesn't say Rov. Yet another example is Beis Yosef doing some funny business. Actually, it's not clear if he's doing funny business. Ravadia, when he talks about it, he says he's Mesupik. If the Pshat, the Beis Yosef just had a different Gerson, Rabbi Yerucham, or he's taiching up Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham didn't say it. He had our Gerson, Rabbi Yerucham. But Zil Basar Taimei, Ravadia says. Rabbi Yerucham didn't use Rov, but Mestama, that's what he means. What else would it be? Right? What else would it be? So let's assume for a moment that, like Rabbeinu Yerucham is quoted by the Beis Yosef, whether he said it or whether the Beis Yosef is saying that he would say it and he didn't actually say it, he didn't not say it, we just don't know. But let's assume, like the Beis Yosef, that he's following Rov. And many poskim cite this, even Halacha, and they say it's Rov also. Like the Minchas Kohen says that this has to be, because Shavayim l'chabasa shein moel v'shum and yotze mimenu v'im kol zeh nidon l'davar yavesh. And he concludes v'nerash shekol sharov u'davar yavesh af al pi sheyesh k'tzas rotev. It's a funny lesson. Rov, k'tzas, no. But why is he says Rov, right? The Prima Gadim quotes this Minchas Kohen. In other words, he says, look, if we didn't hold of this Rabbeinu Yerucham, like, you'd never be able to heat up anything, like any chicken, any meat, any ratatouille, and zucchinis. There's always, not always, but like almost all cooked dishes have some rotif, right? Roasted, fine. But everybody knows you're allowed to warm up cooked dishes. You know, tavshil, kdeo, gabi, kdeira. Nobody ever said you can't. But there's always going to be some rotif. Must be, Rabbi Yerucham is right. Must be, we follow Rov. Azai zakt. Now, it's not clear we accept this. Take a look at the Igros Moshe in those short shuvos where he's hesitant about this. But maybe we accept it to some degree. So the kasha is, but I don't understand. Like, okay, Rov. It's not a tarayva. It's no bittel here. It's not like you see the gravy, right? I see the gravy. So how could it be mutter? What happened to the bishul achar bishul on the rotev, right? Staring me in the face. I take the pot out of my fridge of chicken with a little bit of gravy, not roe, little bit. And if you, like he said, there's no way to heat up this chicken if I need it 100%, right? So, and I'll allow to put it, k'deira gabi k'deira, even though it's going to get hot. But what happened? Why isn't there bishul? Why are you worried about bishul? So, some try to say, well, maybe it's because we don't really think there's bishul achar bishul b'davar lach. So that doesn't really make so much sense. But the whole thing, we already saw that was like Rav Moshe's mahalich and some of other things. Ravadi didn't like that mahalich. Ravadi says, there's a couple of ways to answer this. He says one of the most fascinating options. He says, this is really interesting. He says that it's going to be, of course, a fake of sorts. That what is it? Says that that it's a suffake. Let me just see how I put it. Yeah, suffake psikresha. What does that mean? If you put it onto the thing, it's a psikresha that's going to cook, right? And it's a suffake whether yesh b'shalach or b'shal b'lach. So it's a suffake psikresha. Okay. Anyway, so he has different theories how to understand this. So this is what I want to say. Right? The Prima Gadim, I'll just quote to you the way the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim says, it's mutter because it's not mechavein, but what happened to Pesach Reish? He says, listen to the Prima Gadim, Ulfize sha'apir holchim basa rubo, de rubo rotev and samik v'yafel lohu, umiskavin letzimok v'ubishol. Then rubo yafesh, in daito letzimok, ki mitstamik v'rahu, v'ra lohu. In daito. You don't have das. You don't have das. But it's a Pesach Reish, Rabbi Isai. Who cares if you don't have das? So, I think like this. I think you could really answer up in two ways. And both are very yesodistic. One is more of a local point in terms of the world of Bishul, and one is a global point in terms of Melech HaShabbos. So let's look at the local point first. So let's go back to our very basic question, which is, why is it that there's no Bishul Achar Bishul B'Yavesh, but there is Belech? So don't tell me that, like, Lach, it, like, goes back to the original state, right? We know that's not true. It's not like, you know, when you chicken soup becomes cold, it turns back into water and chicken. It's exactly the way it was, just now it's cold. So, v'chora, the pshat is, like we said, for many achronim, which is that when you warm up something that's liquid, you're doing something much more chashif, because it's pretty lousy when it's cold. Cold chicken soup, for everybody but my wife. Right? Whereas when you warm up something that's solid, cold chicken, it's not such a maisa chashif. So Rabbi Yerucham is basically saying, you know, the same thing is true if you have something where the rove is solid and the meat is liquid. That, like we said, chicken with gravy. So the chiddush really, Rabbi Yerucham, is we're looking at this as one thing, right? As this tafshil, right? Chicken with some gravy on the side. But what really is this? It's chicken, right? And therefore, the fact that there is going to be some gravy that's now going to get reheated. But you're not, it's not the pshat that you're like, happen to be reheating two things, like, you know, chicken and gravy. It's a tavshil. It's not a tarofis in a yardeidika sense, because the gravy is nicker. But for our purposes of Hilchos Shabbos, our question really is, are you doing something chashuv when you reheat this dish? And the answer is no, because it's pretty decent cold, gravy notwithstanding. And that's what he's saying. So whether you follow Rove really or no, Rove doesn't mean 51%. But Rove means that, you know, basically this is chicken with a little bit of Epis liquid. So that's really the Iker Nekuda Sachidish of Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is that we look at this Tavshil as one unit. And maybe that's the pshat, sort of, that whether the Rabbeinu Yochum was Goyish Rov or not, that's sort of his Iker Nekuda, which is that you look at this as one unit. So whether you say Rov, you don't say Rov, that's really the Iker Nekuda. Oh. So if that's true, so maybe, in this case, Yesh Lach Gor, but maybe you could say the same thing by the Kafi Via. Now, there's the ikker here. It's 90% instant coffee. And especially to be mosif, because the other 10%, it's sort of like the gravy that's been cooked already. It's just that, because it's been roasted, it's just that it's going to be improved. Which is, ikker, this is, once we say Rabbeinu Yerucham, we look at this as one unit. And as a unit, this is basically something that's been cooked already. You don't even necessarily need to come on to bittul. In other words, your day dika bittul, right? The whole first half of our discussion, based on the shibuli alekhet and the like, that's all based off of trying to fit this into your day dika bittul, real bittul. And maybe you can, and maybe you can't. Let's even say you can't. But there's a different type of bittul here. Or maybe don't call it bittul. There's a different type of rove here, which is that the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yerucham is we look at the tavshil as a whole. And our question is, was something chashuv done here? That's sort of the local way of seeing it. The global way of seeing it is this isn't just true for Bishul, where, again, our shaila is, are you doing something chashuv or not? But it's true with respect to all Malacha Shabbos. And this is a very interesting Shaila, which is, you know, we know in some Malacha, let's say Hotza, it's a Pashut example. It's a very interesting type of bittel by Hotza. What's a Malacha if you take out your baby in a stroller in a Rosh Hashanah? The baby's old enough to walk, so Chai knows he's that small. So did you do Hotza? Answer is you did. You didn't do Hotza Deraisa. Why? Because the stroller is bittel to the baby, right? The Iker Hotza is on the baby. The stroller is bittel to the baby. Tafil, bittel, whatever you want to call it. That's a fascinating idea. Because the mom is carrying the stroller, pushing the stroller, right? You push an empty stroller. That is Hotza. So that concept of bittel, is that true, special for Hotza? May a special din for Hotza? No, Malacha grew, I don't know. But, or is that true for all Malacha Shabbos? So there's a very famous machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, which probably wasn't a machlokas, it was probably a metzias in Bishul. But we'll see, it's talked about extensively in the Shaila. The Shaila is like this: are you allowed to do achzara on Shalom Friday night? So in Eretz Yisrael, at least in those days, meat was very rare. People used to make chicken challant. My grandfather made chicken challant. Okay? Can't be out also, right?
Not your grandma.
So good. So when I started going to my grandparents for Shabbos, my grandmother was already sick, so I didn't. My grandfather.
But you got to see the egg salad.
Anyway, sure, well, you could sit down for that. So Lamaisa, in Eretz Yisrael, everybody used to make chicken challant. So what? So you want to have Friday night challenge. The problem is that the chicken, everything is cooked. The chicken is cooked. But if you eat chicken challenge and you eat, you could like, the bones continue to get softer and softer all through the morning. Like, by the time it's, you know, noontime and you're eating the challenge, you could like just eat the bones. They're like sardines bones. So anyway, they asked this question to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, you could do chazara. Who eats chicken bones? This is fully cooked. The answer is almost out, and he says, this is a big problem because it's not fully cooked because you can eat the bones the next day. So probably Rav Moshe was used to meat challah, and he never heard of anybody like eating the chicken bones, so it's fine. Shlomo Zalman was saying in Eretz Yisrael, people taka make chicken challah and they eat the bones. My mother, like, and my, you know, the chicken challenge, she mama, she like eats the bones, like it's a drumstick, and you like eat the whole thing, it's done. There's no more bone left, there's no, you eat the whole thing. So that's probably was a machlokas in the Metzias. So therefore, that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. So assuming the Metzias of Rav Shlomo Zalman saying correct, right? So the problem is everybody, Rav Shlomo Zalman saying any chachzara Friday night challenge is mamish in Isser Dairaisa. And all over yeshivas and the whole Eretz Yisrael, Bachrim were doing Hachzar and the chicken. So says Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, I'm going to be Miyashev, the Minag of the Welt. And really the tshuva is a tshuva. It's in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Jolti. That's where he says the Shtickle Torah. It's a tremendous Shtickle Torah. You should see it. And it really comes from a Shtickle from the Gratz Pap, from the Tzvi Pesach Frank, and embellished by Rav Chaim Pinchas, basically arguing that even if the Metzias is like Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe is right. He's an Americanisher, Rav Chaim Pinchas, yes, the defend Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is right, even in Eretz Yisrael. And what's the pshat? The pshat is, it's tafel. The bones are tafel and bottle. Just like the stroller. Don't tell me it's a Haitzadik Adin. I'll show you it's a din in all of Shabbos. Wow. He says, that's a pshat in Rabbi Nirochem. Rove. It's tafel. It's batel. This is true everywhere in Hilchos Shabbos. So if we had time, I'll go through. He has like 10 rayas. Some of them, admittedly, are stronger than others. Again, most of the rayas are in Ritzvi Pesach Frank. If you want to look at it, it's Har Tzvi in Chelak Aleph, page Reis Amal Gimel. So one of them, of course, is this Rabbeinu Yerucham. What are some other ones? So we talked about it a little bit, the Sugya Menachos and Tamuch Dal and Rud Aleph by Purish and Mitsuda to get Dagim and Hel Atina for Dagim. Ayin Shab. Maybe the best Raya, which is going to be questionable, is the Rashba by Tzeda, which we've already discussed. I'll have to come back to when we do Tzeda. But remember, the Rashba holds that you close your door to keep in the heat, and you do Tzeda on the deer, it's okay. Why? The Iker is the door. The deer is Tafel and Batel. And then maybe the Ran would agree over here, he tries to argue. And Taisus and Beya, Dav Chav Zayin, by Nedam and Davos, Kirim Viantif. All right, we're out of time. I see here the guys are here. So we'll finish up this topic next time. Be'ezus Hashem. And we're going to go on to Hagasa. Okay? Hagasa is a big sugya. Obviously, look up the Gemara and Rishonim carefully. And from Hagasa, we're going to go on to Hatmana. And then probably we'll be out of time. So I assume everybody already started Chazara.